Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the build-up show, Liverpool taking on Leicester City, and finally, we are here in the brand new studio. I am joined by Chris Pajak, by John Machin, and by Steve Hoare as well. Lads, let's dive straight into it. Chris, look, we looked at the fixtures going into the season. I think we all felt that it was a pretty favourable start by all accounts. You know, we haven't played any of the so-called big boys, but look, I don't think there's any escaping. This is the toughest game we've had of the opening four fixtures.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's not been a happy hunting ground for us over the last few years. And I've been going to the Leicester away, I think, for probably two or three seasons on the bounce now. And I didn't actually see us win in the league last season. I saw us getting knocked out in the cup.
You decided not to go off the back of
Yeah, because it was the same week, wasn't it? And yeah. I was like, I'm not doing this again. There's no chance I'm doing this. And, you know, I'm just so happy that Vardy's not playing because he's been a thorn in Liverpool's side over the last few years. Scored so many goals against us. But equally, even if he was playing right now, I'd be fancying Liverpool all day anyway because of the form that we've been in.
I think this is that game maybe, Dad, where I don't think our front three have been particularly great so far. I think Mane had two really good games and one not so good game. This feels like the first time where, you know, we saw it last season, you know, we made it harder work than we maybe needed to at their gaff in the league, but we're going to have to be more on it as a team, I think, in this one. I don't think this is going to be one where we're going to scrape through with a solid midfield performance, or the defence will be the team that wins it. We're going to need a couple of goals, I think, to get over the line here.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're hoping for progression, aren't you, as the season wears on? I mean, some of the finer touches aren't there at the moment, or haven't been, and you're hoping that maybe, you know, that Salah will be just a little bit more on his game and that Mane will learn how to pass.
Yes.
And, you know, Bobby Firmino's coming back. He's looked really good, although, you know, going under the radar a bit, I think. But, you know, there are people who are ready for a goal. Like, Bobby might well get a goal this time. Cater's, you know, scores like one in three, so he's due a goal as well.
I think that there's a real sense of that, isn't there? I think we've done well to get through this. And to be fair, I genuinely wouldn't mind Liverpool just getting through this game, provided we come up with the 3 points, because if you can take 12 from 12 in the first four going into the international break, look, you know, there was that stat, wasn't there? There's only three times it's ever been four teams take maximum points from the first three games. That's going to change because, and we'll talk about this a bit later on, but obviously Watford or Spurs are going to drop points later on. If you can take 12 from 12, it goes without saying, it's the best start you can possibly have, but going into the international break in particular.
Yeah, it'd be job done, wouldn't it? And with the World Cup and with the, you know, players coming back at different times, I was a little bit worried that, you know, does Jurgen Klopp, because we know how much focus he puts on pre-season, and when players don't have them, he was almost giving players their own version of a pre-season with. I remember him doing that with Sturridge a while ago, and he's done it a couple of times. And I just wonder, well, what's the impact going to be? And I don't think we have been at our best, certainly going forward. I thought we were good against West Ham. Other than that, we haven't been amazing. But if you can just get out with the maximum point of games you should win. They're all games that we won last season, you know, so we should go and win these games. And then you can get another couple of weeks, albeit your players go here, there and everywhere. Just, it almost takes a little bit of pressure off you, you know what I mean? Especially with other teams. It's mad because I feel like every weekend's massive now.
Yeah.
And that's all because Man City
laid the marker down
last season of, we're not going to drop that many points. You know, we might get, if they get less than 90, I'd be really surprised. You know, that 10-point drop from what they did last year. And that's what makes every weekend huge, and every single weekend just Liverpool need to win. And it's not going to change much. And it's same again, Liverpool need to go and win. And you said to you before what you'd see, Dad, you know, Liverpool might need a couple of goals or whatever. I'm not that sure I agree with that.
Okay.
In that we've defended really well.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can do, you know, if we can defend as well as we have done, especially in the last couple of games, then I think we'll be fine. It might just be another 1-0. Do you remember the 13-14 season? We started with a few 1-0s, didn't we? Things weren't right, but we managed to get over the line. And then it started clicking September, October, November. And then by January, we were absolutely flying. Hopefully, it's another similar situation where I think one goal could be enough. And again, if Vardy was playing, I'd 100% disagree.
Yeah.
Because he scores every time I watch him play against us. But without him being there, they've sold Mahrez as well. Their two best players, I think, from last year are not playing now. I think it could be Liverpool could go and sneak a 1-0 on a Saturday morning, which that's what title winning teams should do.
I'm kind of asking too much, but then you know why not? You know, I would like for the sheer optimism of it. And again, because I think Man City are likely to pick up another 3 points this weekend. They'll continue to be on our coattails. But we
get to put the pressure on them
exactly.
This time. That's what it's about. You know, the fact that we're having a 12:30 kickoff, we saw last weekend we could capitalise when they drop points early. Can we put pressure on them? Because listen, Manchester City home against Newcastle, you're thinking, yeah, all right, they'll probably walk that one, but they'll be 5 points behind us at that point, and that might just creep into their psyche.
Yeah, Rafa's been practicing defending.
Yeah, shocker.
His team are used to having 15% possession this season.
Yeah,
it's just going to be another one of them days.
No, 100% in that regard. I think there's definitely something I think for Liverpool to set a marker down. You know, because I think after the City Huddersfield result of the week, Dan, I think everyone looked at it and went, blimey, that's how good Man City are. And, you know, obviously that contributed to the shock. Two things for us. I think we've laid a marker down by getting 9 points out of nine, of course, but there will be a lot of eyes on us to, you know, and it'd be very easy for us to ruin an entire weekend by not taking Leicester seriously. But for me, again, if we can, and I'm sure we will, it's always the game plan is to go and win by many goals.
It may well be as well that Leicester... you know, they've got a view of how they're going to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the fact that we've got such a great forward line worries everyone.
Yeah.
And that may well affect how they play the game. You know, they might expect us to be free-flowing and all the rest. And we might not be, as Steve says, we don't need to be necessarily. We can defend, so...
But are you as worried about them on the counter without Mahrez and without Vardy as
we've
been in previous years? And with the fact that the defence is just better?
Yeah, I remember when you were talking about the previous games and there was a time when we played the high line against Vardy and I think he ended up scoring well, didn't he?
Is that Lucas playing?
And they absolutely destroyed us. Now, I think they're probably going to stick to Mari Gray up front on his own. So for a similar thing of Vardy, is that they'll defend deep and then they'll look to counter. But listen, I think Gray's a good player. I don't think he's not Jamie Vardy. So he can still hurt us, but I don't think he's going to do the annoying chase down the channels, chase every ball.
Win the ball back off the defender and tussle and come out.
Which Vardy does.
Van Dijk there now as well. He's not as easy to shake off.
Absolutely.
The ball,
so I think that's a huge plus. And it might allow Liverpool just to get further up the pitch. I never realised how fast Joe Gomez was until Palace away, when he kept up with Zaha a couple of times. So that's another bonus. You know, we haven't got no one. You're not carrying anyone with no legs.
No one knows how fast Van Dijk is because he's never sprinted.
I think I've seen him sprint once in his life, and he was.
I've heard people who know him say that you'd be really surprised when you see how fast he can shift.
So yeah. I think we should be able to push up. Safe. I mean, again, not saying Demarai Gay can get over the top and he can score. It can happen.
Yeah.
But I would be more concerned if it was Vardy. I think it's huge that he's not playing. I think we can get right up, and like John said, they're going to sit deep. It's just, can you break them down? And then it's going to be one of those games again.
It'd be nice because this international break coming up is I think is the worst of the international breaks because we do it every single time you go, just getting into it. Oh, it's like watching a film on ITV on a Saturday night where they have a break for the news.
People still do that.
What are you doing? What are you doing? What's the news for half an hour? I'm watching Predator. We just let it go. But we are so many seasons.
Is that the ITV premiere this weekend?
Finally got it. Predator 2 in about 10 years' time. But we always reach this international break and we think sometimes, well, are we going to go into in a positive sense? We're going to. I would like us to just have that real air of optimism and positivity going into it. And, you know, I think again, maybe I'm asking too much. I think 3 points would do that job. quite nicely, to be perfectly honest. But knowing that it'll be off the back of the Champions League draw, someone know we're going to have in the group stages by then, I would just like to see. We don't have to be flat out. I don't say we need to. We don't need. I don't. This doesn't need to be a 4 or 5 niler. But I would like it to be a bit more.
We have the League Cup draw as well.
Yeah, Thursday night as well.
Wow. Totally didn't know that. Totally
it's after the Champions League.
Could not care less about that. That's
great. I think they're trying to pick up the stragglers.
Yeah. Yeah, while you're here, we've also got this other cup that's equally as prestigious.
We could be playing Leicester again.
Yeah, well, yeah, God knows. But yeah, I'd like to go into the international break thinking, looking ahead, looking forward, and looking forward with a bit with more excitement, and having seen us get the ball rolling.
I want to be stood outside the King Power on Saturday saying that's 10% of the season done and we're top of the league. Let's go.
Wow.
Ooh, wow.
More stay than 10%.
Yeah. Stay tuned for that.
That'd be nice.
Steve Klopp's likely to rotate for this one, and I'm totally down with that, except that Chris and I discussed a bit of this on the podcast this week, which is great, by the way. Watch it. Yeah.
I don't know. You were great.
You were great too.
Well, then it was great.
There you go. It was great. There's one or two people. We're obviously going to do everyone's preferred 11s in a minute, but I everyone's been good. You know, you'd be hard pressed to find someone to come in. Is it? I can't see it being wholesale changes. It's likely to be one or two.
Yeah, probably.
Said this last week.
Yeah, I think at max one. I think he might do something in midfield. He's not going to change the back four. That's going to stay the same. The front three is the front three. He might bring Henderson in for somebody, or he might try and, I don't know, but that's the only one. Even that's probably the only one I can think of is Henderson for someone. Other than that, it's hard, really, to be pressed into it. And why should he? If everyone's fresh and fit, it's an
international break as well. I mean, why should he care whether they're fit for that?
No. Well, I must admit, I'm sort of looking ahead past the starting 11 to thinking, what type of a game can this be? And we've spoken about it before, and it could be that, you know, we struggle to break them down. And I've sort of earmarked this is the game Shaqiri comes on, mm-hmm. and we see what he can do in this game. So I think you're right. I think it's probably one change. Maybe Henderson's going to come in, but I do think 60 minutes mark, if it's not going how we want, we're going to see Shaqiri in this side.
It's interesting. I mean, look, Bobby Firmino, it was alluded to earlier, Dad, I think he's got to, I don't say step up, but I just think he's looked a little bit off. I think he's maybe trying too hard. I think Chris did some good analysis on him this week, but he was a lot deeper than I've seen him.
I disagree. I think he's playing really well. When he gets the ball, he beats people, he brings in other players, just exactly what he always does.
Maybe
he nearly scored you the night with that brilliant run into the box, you know, in the header.
Yeah.
I think he's playing well. I agree with Steve. I think the only fiddling around is likely to be in midfield. I personally think he'll just bring in Henderson. But I'd love to see Shaqiri get a run there on the left of the midfield where Coutinho might have played.
It's an interesting balance we've got, isn't it, Chris? Because that's a bloody attacking team we've been playing so far. Are we making it more defensive by putting Jordan Henderson, who's more of a six in the six than Gini Wijnaldum?
You maybe are on paper, but I think what it does is it speeds up our play slightly, doesn't it? I think we've seen that from his substitute appearances, just how quick he moves the ball and how he's able to play the 5-yard ball and then all of a sudden spring someone down the side. And I think that's something that Gini has got it, but he doesn't do it as often. He's obviously getting used to that. And it took Jordan Henderson a long time to be able to realise when's the right time to try and break the team out. And that's why you put a lot of trust in your players like a Jordan Henderson, like Chelsea will do in Jorginho, is because they understand the game and they understand what's going on in the game. And everybody can play that ball, but it's about picking the right time to play that ball, and that's what Jordan Henderson can do for us.
No, it's interesting. We'll come on to the lads' preferred 11s. I think we've got a strong inkling of what they're likely to be, just based on conversation already. But I want to draw everyone's attention to the fantastic Reds News Roundup show that Steve's done this week, and does, in fact, every week on the redmentv.com. Have a look.
We've all, in our own lives, had something happening that wasn't work-related, and you've turned into work, and it's still in the back of your mind, it's still on your head, you know, whether it's family issues, money issues, blah, blah, blah. We've been through it all.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's easy to say, get on the training pitch and let it go and it's fine, everything'll be, you know, fine and dandy, but sometimes it doesn't work like that. You know, he hasn't had the greatest start of the season, albeit he's been, you know, he scored a couple of goals, he's had assists and stuff, but I don't know, I worry that the more it wrangles on, if it does get messy, because I know the FA have started firing stuff back at him, saying, you know, he's entitled and he's spoiled, blah, blah, blah. Mm. It just seems like it's something that, Ross mentioned nipping it in the bud. I kind of feel like we're past that point now. It's out there, it's there. I just hope that doesn't carry over into his Liverpool performances.
Definitely.
Would that be worried to you?
Yeah. I think he's the problem with Salah and the Egyptian FA is you could see in the World Cup he didn't see himself. There was something going on there because there was sort of hidden messages put out on Twitter and on social media around that time. For me, he's been used by them to his own benefit as well. He's now probably the third biggest star in the world behind the big two, Ronaldo and Messi, and that's due to the fact that he's such a hero in his own country. So this happening obviously is a massive problem because he is such a hero and he is such a god in Egypt. They were saying in the summer that if he went for president, he'd win hands down now.
He got a million votes, didn't he?
Yeah, he wasn't even in it. Yeah, right. Yeah. So for this to be happening, obviously must be hurting him more than it might hurt, I don't know, let's say Fabian Delph in the England team, because he is the man. And their success in the African Cup of Nations, which is the next major tournament, will be down to him. So this needs sorting out both ends. And I actually do think it probably is weighing on him more than may other players.
So you do that show every week. Some really interesting, obviously it varies when there's transfer news, you do transfer news, and moreover, it's more about the biggest issues around Liverpool on a weekly basis.
Yeah, you've pretty much summed it up, hasn't it? You guys pretty much do everything that's happening on the field around that, and I kind of look at the stuff away from that. So news, injury news, hopefully there's been none of that so far. Like, for example, we talked, like, say, Mo Salah, all the situation happening with him. So, yeah, I enjoy doing it. So, yeah, please check it out if you can.
Yeah, get over to redmentv.com. Sign up. It's free, of course, for the first month. So you can go and see whether Steve's basically chatting wham or not. And if he is, then you've look, that's steak in a nutshell, and you've clearly bought into steak. We'll see it all there for that, of course, and loads of other brilliant stuff as well, which doubtless I will plug between now and the end of the show. Let's get into preferred 11s then. Steve, I'm going to start with you. You have gone really outside the box here.
Okay, so,
and you would prefer to see Liverpool keep exactly the same starting 11?
Yeah, would you? We've won 3 games with it. It's been pretty good. I think it suits the game that we're going to play anyway. I don't think we need to do anything different.
I'm starting to wonder what is the type of game that I think against other players.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we never let a goal in, so we don't need to do it. I think against better midfields, I would like the security of Henderson. I'd probably take a Milner or a Wijnaldum out and go that way. But I don't think we need that really in this game. And like I say, I think Everton's functioned well. I know we haven't played amazingly, but I don't think there's been any systematic problems. I think it's just been a little bit here and there. But I've got no issue with what we're doing. And I think Keita in away games, and we saw at Palace, I think that's where we might see him thrive a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't really see the point of changing it. And like I say, we haven't had a goal in. So why? It's obviously working. Yeah. So why, if it's not broke, why fix it? We can, after the international break, I'm sure it will change, because I'm convinced Henderson's going to be in the team sooner rather than later. But
you wouldn't.
I don't see the point. I've the only person who would come out would be Gini or Milner. And I think they've been to
about. Milner's going to have a week off.
I think they've both been to a better player.
Isn't he? He's going to. Isn't this the?
He's off to play Celtic somewhere, but
They don't do friendly games north of the border, like, you know what I mean? That's gonna be blood and thunder.
Someone's gonna boot him. Yeah, I think they've been two of our better players.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to just go again and see where we go.
Dad, you've done the same as I've gone with, actually, in that you brought Jordan Henderson for Milner.
Chuck James Milner out and put Henderson. I think
Henderson, everything that Steve said be damned.
Henderson's got to come back in at some point. And Milner's arguably been our best player in a couple of the games we played. But, you know, he can't play every game we're going to play this season.
Yeah.
You know, and I really like him at the end of the season. I thought he was brilliant towards the end of the
season. I wonder
with
Jordan Henderson.
So, you know, give him a rest.
I do wonder a little bit with Jordan Henderson is that we mentioned this on the podcast, Chris. He's going to go on international duty. Do you want Jordan Henderson playing one? Is it two games the England plays? Anyone in this room have a clue in any way, shape, or form? Well, it's two. Sounds wow. If we're wrong, comments below. He's probably going to play 90. You want his first 90 minutes of the season to be
for England.
For England, that's one thing for me. I think which backs me dad's and my idea to some extent is that better that he's got a full 90 minutes under his belt under our watch.
Well, I suppose, but you know, playing devil's advocate, I don't care where his first 90 minute comes, to be honest. But playing devil's advocate, if you know he's going to get 290 minutes, maybe you'd actually take it easy on him.
That's interesting.
I think he's a really good sub in this type of game as well. I think he's a really good option to have on. I thought he'd done well when he came on at Palace. I thought he helped.
Well, he set the tempo. He grabbed the ball. He grabbed the game by the scruff of the neck against Palace.
I agree, and I think he's and this whole play him in, get him in the team. I do understand it. The 3 points is all that matters at the minute. And
part of me doesn't want him to play for England and then play for England.
Yeah.
Without playing for us in between, it just doesn't seem right. Yeah. Given he's the captain, but
no,
it's just a stupid argument. It doesn't mean anything, but it just seems wrong.
Yeah. No.
I think like a good game for him. I think they are going to come out at us.
He was class in this game last season.
Scored, didn't he?
Yeah, and this is the one where I think he really went up a gear. You know, and we saw him actually supporting the attack a bit more, getting forward and actually having an impact in the final third. I'm going to need that Jordan Henderson, I think, a lot more this season than maybe we saw last season. But now, and look, it was more amusing than anything else, is that I'd want to know what condition Jordan Henderson's in. I think he's been chomping at the bit, and Klopp said he's referenced him being ready. We'll know a little bit closer to it. But Chris, you've actually gone with the most radical of...
Yeah, I mean, I've brought Jordan Henderson in as well. You know, same reasons as you guys. I'm dropping Keita into a bit of a two alongside him and throwing Shaqiri in the 10 and I'm playing a 4-2-3-1.
Go ahead.
That's what I want to see, because I feel like they'll be thinking, right, OK, we are going to play our normal-ish game. We're going to curb it a little bit. But there will be space. Leicester can't help that. That's just the way that they play football. And so I've gone with the two sort of holding midfielders almost. Keita to break in and transition, and Shaqiri just to cause havoc in the 10. That's the way it plays out in my head. It will never happen.
I mean, is it vastly different from effectively just swapping Milner out for Shaqiri and
really.
Henderson?
No, just I think, you know, I think Shaqiri's natural instincts are to get a little bit further forward and probably more central.
Yeah.
You know, whenever he's played out on the wing, he likes to cut inside, and you know, maybe just give him that freedom to be able to go wherever he wants.
And without Coutinho, we haven't got anyone who's having a crack at goal from like 30 yards.
I think a couple tried it, didn't they, at the weekend? I think it was a bit, which would look more like an absence of ideas than someone trying to seize.
But that's
the game.
What we want. We want Liverpool to be taking shots from inside the penalty area, right in front of the goal. That's exactly what Klopp wants. You know, that's why we've got the highest XG in the league, because we're taking shots from good areas of the pitch.
Good teams.
That's why we're scoring goals. You need someone to be able to do that when Plan A is not working. Plan A is working.
I think if you start
Shaqiri, you want them to continue that.
By starting Shaqiri, you're saying you want this to be a bit of a mad game. You want this to be an old, like the last, like Liverpool of last year to an extent, and that's fine because it was really good to watch. But you're basically saying I'm willing to sacrifice a little bit of the control to make this absolutely bananas. And listen, I'm all for it. That's fine, but I think Klopp's going to want to just basically. I think he wants to get into this game and get out of it with the 12, and then he'll just go, right, here's where we are fitness wise. Here's what we've got. Blah blah blah. And again, listen, if Shaqiri starts again, bang up for it. But I just can't see the manager going.
I don't think it's that different though, Steve. Just because the way that we've been sort of attacking recently is one of Robertson, one of Trent goes. Now, I think if you were to play Keita and Henderson as a two, both can go. And there you're getting your extra numbers up, but you're keeping the same amount of numbers back with Kite and Henderson, not as much ground to cover.
I think we're more likely to see, I think that's, we'll see that at home. We referenced it when we talked at the Brighton game last season where we put Solanke in and dropped Firmino back. It's not quite that, is it? But you're effectively getting someone up closer behind Firmino whose job is to get in and plug the gaps. Another guy plugging the gaps effectively. I think it's a very decent option for us. But you're right. It's how. What does the manager want from this? Does the manager want to get this game finished in half an hour, or are we gonna, take our time and buy it? And my overriding feeling is this first batch of games is that he wants to. He's not looking to.
Doesn't want to concede, and he wants to win.
I think he takes great pride in this. Zero goals conceded thing. I think he really does
because everyone was telling him Klopp's sides can't defend.
Exactly. Yeah. I think he takes really great pride in it, so he should, because he's obviously not a bad manager. It just so happened that the players weren't great at keeping the ball out.
It was telling when I spoke to him and I said I felt like you constructed this team because you wanted to get us all excited.
Where can I watch that?
On the redmentv.com. Everyone must have seen it by now. If you haven't seen the Klopp interview, it's boss. Do go and watch it. But, he basically... He said the reason why he went attacking is just because of the options he had available to him. And, he reminded me almost, look, I was a defender. I like defending. I like teams to be tight and compact and, organised and disciplined and all that kind of stuff. So you're dead right. I think this is... And I suspect that we'd have seen this last year if we'd managed to get Cater and Van Dijk done last summer. We'd have probably seen a bit more of it than we had. But no, I think
if we had them from that, we'd have had 15 points from these nine from these first three games. We'd have had them.
Yeah, absolutely, and a Premier League title.
That's coming, mate.
Yeah. So great stuff. Let's just have a little look then before we move on and get score predictions. What's going on around the league in terms of our rivals and what have you. And as Chris pointed out, brilliant that we get this game out. Well, it's a double-edged sword because you either make your weekend or you ruin it before it's even really started, with us being the 12:30 kickoff. No head-to-head.
You get your Mackie's brekkie on the way to Leicester.
Ooh.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. No major head-to-heads this week, which is tough because it means we're set up for a week of, particularly if we don't get the job done, there's no enjoyable games to watch there. Chelsea take on Bournemouth at 3 o'clock on Saturday. I mean, look, Bournemouth have caused a few surprises so far, but it'd be a stretch to look past Chelsea.
It'll be interesting because when I've seen Chelsea up to now, in the games where they've been attacked like Arsenal, they don't look like they can defend.
Yeah.
Whereas when people don't attack them, like we saw the other night, they look fabulous.
Yeah.
And I think Bournemouth will attack them.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. That'd be wonderful if Bournemouth could get something out of that. Man City, Newcastle. I said last week with the Chelsea game.
This one's not set up for Rafa, is it?
No, I mean, to some extent, Rafa will. I think he'll do exactly the same thing.
He's going for a 0-0.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And I did feel as though Chelsea was a good. I thought they'd get something, and they come bloody close to getting something from it. But it does feel as though he'll try it, and Man City will absolutely wipe the floor with them. Everywhere, unfortunately. Yeah, big one. Sunday then, Cardiff hosting Arsenal at 1:30.
Tough game for Arsenal.
God, imagine if Arsenal don't get that. I can't see past again Arsenal for this. Although again, everyone seems to all of a sudden have Cardiff's goalkeeper in the fantasy league. By the way,
saved loads of pens.
Yeah, Snides. I look and I was like, who's this guy? Who's this guy? Everyone got this guy. Looked
I actually Cardiff think this goalkeeper. Could this. It could be more tricky than people think, because Cardiff are going to lump the ball up and Arsenal are going to continue to try and play it out from the back.
I was going to say, if there's a question of Arsenal's character, then Cardiff will test it. Yeah. But listen, Arsenal got much more quality and Cardiff can't score, which is a massive issue. But they're massive and they'll just lump it and kick it and hoof it.
You can't see four games without Lacazette or Aubameyang.
Lacazette might not even be there by then,
but one of them,
they're going to get roughed up. Yeah. It's whether they can cope with it. They probably should be able to.
Well, that's a big test for them, isn't it? Because that's something he's supposed to be, you'd think would be helping them with a little bit, because we know Wenger didn't have that at all, but no, that's an interesting one. Dad, Watford, Spurs, as mentioned, these are the two other teams with, unbeaten starts to the league.
Funny side, Watford, they've been a bit surprising up to now. I thought Palace would get something there. And they didn't, so it's a tough game, I think. Early season when they're doing well,
They have a habit of doing this early season, yeah. Seems to be.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because they sacked their manager in January, it takes them 6 months to get it going. He starts the season well, falls away, and then he sacked them, and then has no idea what they're
This is their time.
What they'll do, they'll go, they've gone, they've almost zagged, when else is zigging, so they've gone back to 4-4-2.
Yeah.
I just they're just playing 4-4-2.
Which so they'll be back to three at the back in January
when everyone else is
when everyone's gone to yeah.
Basically, they've got 4-4-2, and Pereira's doing bits in midfield, and Troy Deeney's just making a nuisance of himself. Tottenham should win. They've got more quality, but
it wouldn't
again.
Be
they're going to get roughed up a little bit if nothing else. I think Tottenham
it would be a bit. It would be a bit Spurs, wouldn't it, to have such a fantastic result against Man United, to have all the optimism flowing, to then come a little bit unstuck against Watford. But I'm saying that the same goes exactly true of us versus Leicester away from home. To be fair, and the other one is Burnley hosting Man United. Oh my God,
it's a tough game.
Oh my God, the Ginger Mourinho could sack. Mourinho.
Did anyone see that video of the? I think it was on like Twitter or Facebook with the two lads playing video games with the boxing and they're just like blocking and that. Did you see it?
That's what
this game's going to be like. It's going to get to the halfway line. Like, no, we're not going past the halfway line. Whoa, we're not going past the halfway line.
I always reference when we had Roy Hodgson in charge and we played at Sam Allardyce's Blackburn and it was like two people fighting at arm's length, camped inside their own 18-yard box.
The midfield's lava.
Exactly. Just go, in the centre circle.
I really wish Burnley were good.
Yeah,
like they were last year, because this could be the story that brings the camels back. Unfortunately, they've been garbage.
This has got Joe Hart throwing this game for Man United big time. Just horrendous Joe Hart mistake cost Burnley big time. But no, it would be.
They're going to win him, and he knows going to be in the press conference swinging.
Like all those little Lancashire teams, they all hate United with a vengeance. So the atmosphere will be.
It is open, Dad. But the most important thing, all them others are almost entirely irrelevant, provided Liverpool get the 3 points. How do we think the game's going to go today? What's your score prediction?
2-0, similar to Palace, I think. I don't think it's going to be easy. I think it'll be 1-0 for a while, and we might get one late on in the break just to kill it.
That is how 2-0 gets about. Like, it has to be 1-0 for a bit.
Well, there are other ways to 2-0.
Yeah.
Via 1-0,
but don't get me wrong,
all
completely and utterly
via 1-0. All routes go via the 1-0, but there's different branches off the 1-0.
It's how long the bit is between the
1-0. I think 1-0 first half, late goal second half, I think it's going to be a bit edgy, but at the minute, mate, until someone scores past Van Dijk and Alisson, then I'm going to back Van Dijk and Alisson, not to let people score past them.
I'm going to go with 3-1.
Ooh. I'm just going to copy John because he's 2-for-2 on the build-up shows this year. So I'm going 3-1 as well. Yeah. No reason.
I'm
just copying John.
I think the 2-0, but I'd like to see us do it in more controlled fashion than the Crystal Palace. I don't, no penalties. Go and get a good goal early on. Dominate the game and then
1-0 for a bit.
Put it to bed at 60, and then leave yourself the option of bringing Shaqiri on or Sturridge on to try and make it 3 with a bit of a win behind you. Like, yeah, I could very much live with that. Great. Lads, thank you very much. It's been an absolute pleasure. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Hope you've enjoyed the new set. If you don't, unlucky, because it's cost a lot of money and took a lot of time to make. So it's not going anywhere anytime soon. But you can... if you want to help...
Fund the costs.
Get over to BetMenTV.com. We've got some amazing content lined up. All of it from the old place, but from here on in. Some great shows, some great new setups. Some brilliant stuff happening, not just Steve's Residues Round, Chris's Stats and Tactics Show, which is the best thing on the website at the moment, according to the absolute growing army of loyal Payjackites.
Mate, that's just me with different logins.
One of them, you're doing it's one of them, Sandra. That's another fan channel. Listen, thanks very much for watching. Drop a like on this video, score predictions, and preferred 11s in the comments below. See you all soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.